Well, great. Let me introduce my partner. I guess I shouldn't identify us as partner. That can get you into trouble at some point,
Your
I suppose.
Co-presenter.
My co-presenter. Let's be careful about our terminology here. Cliff Ernst, who also with Beth has been co-chair of the planning committee for this conference for the past, what, about 11 years now. So have put a lot of things together. We're taking a little break in the middle of this really good case law discussion to talk about fiduciary duties. And I think maybe, Cliff, you ought to begin with what exactly is a fiduciary?
Well, I've been coming to these sessions for longer than many years, and I've heard a lot of talks about fiduciary duties. And for the first several years, I would just kind of glaze, my eyes kind of glazed over. And I thought, you know, just show me how to draw, just teach me how to draft contracts, how to draft good company agreements, good limited partnership agreements. I don't need to worry about that fiduciary duty stuff. And then I had some clients who got sued for a breach of fiduciary duty or wanted to sue somebody for a breach of fiduciary duty. And all of a sudden I realized, oh, maybe I do need to be focused on what this thing is. And Beth has a great paper that summarizes almost all the cases in this area. Which is a little intimidating when you're going to talk about fiduciary duties and up against that really good work. But I was really happy that I got my friend John Ale here to join me, one of the smartest guys I know, to kind of think through this thing. And so we're going to talk some about cases, but we're going to really more talk about the theories and the trends that we see in the law. We've had LLCs in Texas since 1991. The case law has been kind of slow to develop in this area. The first cases started appearing in the early 2000s. Recently, in the last few years, last 4 or 5 years, we've had quite a few more cases on fiduciary duty. So John and I think maybe at this point you can kind of see a trend developing. And when John put this, I sort of focused on the paper. John took my paper and did the outline, and I said, John, I think your outline might be a little more aspirational than where the cases are really going. But as John said yesterday, the point here is to try to connect the dots, give you guys some kind of an overview of what the law, Texas law, is on, with regard to fiduciary duties and LLCs.
Yeah, it's a little like less connecting the dots than seeing the splatter diagram on the detective movie after the crime has been committed.
So to answer John's question after that little detour there, sorry, a fiduciary, there's nothing magic about that word. If you're a new lawyer and you haven't worked very much in this area, it might seem a little overwhelming, but it's really just, a fiduciary is really just somebody that takes care of another person's property or business. And it's common law theory developed in the law of trust. The trustee is of course, a fiduciary to the beneficiaries of the trust. The agent is a fiduciary because he takes care of the principal's assets or business. Lawyers are fiduciaries when you take care of your client's business. That area in a big, really famous case called Meinhard v. Salmon sort of established the law that partners are fiduciaries to each other. A partner has a responsibility to take care of the partner, the business that's the property that or the business that's being conducted by the partnership. And most of us know, corporate officers and directors, there's quite a long period of history of corporate officers and directors being fiduciaries.
Right.
So, John, what talk about, if you would, how the fiduciary duties break out into different kinds of duties.
In Texas, the case law has a couple of buckets where fiduciary duties arise. One is the formal, the courts call it the formal fiduciary duty in the case law, but it's really these ones that arise as a matter of law. The agent for principal, the attorney for client, the trustee for the beneficiary. And as corporations began to be developed, court said, you know, the people that are running these corporations, the officers and directors, have a fiduciary duty. So those are the types of formal duties.
You just have that duty because you've taken that job, right?
Because you're in that position, you have that duty, and those duties are there. Separate question whether they can be waived and all that. That's really not what we're getting into in this session.